علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are focusing on the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam describes some of the aspects of prophethood, like how they are chosen, how they are procured rather, and how how gradually their duties, and how they have a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to those duties, and generally the society situation before the coming of these messengers, discussing this in a slightly different dimension than he discusses in other sermons. And we mentioned that this covenant that the prophets have with regards to revelation is of two dimensions. The first dimension is that they receive it in a pristine manner and they preserve it without any additions or subtractions or without manipulating it with their own feelings and desires. And we said, of course, this covenant itself is manifested in what we call isma, that the prophets are ma'soom, they are free from all sorts of blemishes and all sorts of mistakes and errors and sins, and of course they are experiencing a very high level of closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second dimension of this covenant is that they will transmit these teachings in the best of manners to the people of the world.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we come to the other phrases that are there in this sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam first says, لَمَّا بَدَّلَ أَكْثَرَ خَلْقِهِ أَحْدَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِمْ فَجَاهِلُوا حَقَّهُ وَاتَّخَذُوا الْأَنْدَادَ مَعَهُ وَاجْتَالَهُمُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَنْ مَعْرِفَتِهِ وَاقْتَطَعَتْهُمْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ. So he talks about this scenario of these the people at the time of the coming of the prophets, and that was that when majority of the people they changed those commands that Allah had with regards to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had certain commandments for them, and they came and they changed those commandments. The majority of the people changed it. And as a result of that, فَجَهِلُوا حَقَّهُ, they became ignorant of his right. وَاتَّخَذُ الْأَنْدَادَ مَعَهُ, and they started to forge partners for him. وَاجْتَالَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ, and then the shaytan, the shayateen, they began to take over them. They began to, you know, take their affairs and confuse them and create relationships with them and misguide them. وَاجْتَالَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ وَمَعْرِفَتِهِ, and they stopped them. Basically, these devils, these shayateen, they stopped them from having the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the awareness and recognition of Allah. وَاقْتَطَعَتْهُمْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ, and they blocked them from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see this is the result of that, and this is the situation. Now, this needs explanation. It's not so easy to just go ahead without, you know, trying to understand and discern the deeper meanings of what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying. So he says that the majority of the people, they kind of, they changed those commandments of Allah that were addressed to them. Now notice here, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that majority of the people became like that, because there is always in time, there is always a minority that maintains those commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which manifests the highest level of purity. There is always a group of people, of course there is a teacher, necessarily a guide or a wali in every point in history. A guide is always present in every point in history, and that guide definitely has a group of people that listen to him. So there is never a point in time where all of humanity is engulfed in complete darkness. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says, that but when the majority become like that, that's when the messengers and the prophets come to renew that that divine law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, what we see here is that if you notice this statement where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, لَمَّا بَدَّلَ أَكْثَرُ خَلْقِهِ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ, when the majority of the people or the majority of the creation of God, they change those commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for them, then the word, the letter fa comes, فَجَهِلُوا حَقَّهُ, as a result of this particular thing that they do. Because this fa is for tafri', fa for tafri' means fa, that is kind of explaining the result. It's the letter fa, when it comes, it gives you the result of what happened and of this issue that occurred. So this changing of the commandments of Allah had a result, and that is they became ignorant of the right of God. And so basically it had four results. First, they became ignorant of the rights of Allah. وَاتَّخَذُ الْأَنْدَادِ, and they forged partners for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore shaitan got a chance. This is number three. Shaitan got a chance to, take them away from the awareness and recognition of God, and he stopped them from the worship of Allah. These are the four results that we see from that particular bad deed that mankind performed. Of course, majority of the mankind performed in changing the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was addressed for them. Now, we notice that this actually, when the prophets came, they came for guiding the people away from states of, states of oppression, corruption, and disruption of the soul. And in reality, they came to renew the idea of Tawheed, the idea of oneness of God, to manifest it in the society. Inshallah, we'll come to that in the next session as to what was this particular role of the messengers and how, because of the people changing the commandments of God, it led to the disregard of this particular important tenet of Tawheed, and therefore these four results that we talked about came about. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه